Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Moving along here. Moving right along. Hey!
Dave.
Holly.
The all-Christmas version of What Difference Does It Make?
All right. Holly. Where does Holly come from? Because, I mean, you know.
The name? My birthday's in April.
Right.
It wasn't even going to be my name.
What were you going to be?
My name was going to be Ivy.
But Ivy.
My dad said.
Another. Like, Holly. Mistletoe. Ivy Mistletoe. What were you?
I don't know. My parents were Jewish.
Okay.
I have no idea the significance of it to them. I think they just like the sound of it.
Of Holly or of Ivy? Or
both. My mom liked Ivy. My dad said, Ivy, she's going to be called Poison Ivy her whole life. Let's not do that to her.
Well,
so
that's a good character. Poison Ivy. I like her.
I might have had a whole different personality.
Totally.
Yeah.
So they named you Holly.
Mm-hmm. But that has no
significance?
Nope.
Nothing? No ties to any other Hollies?
Nope.
No H's? No other H's in your family?
No, because my Hebrew name is actually the one that's named after my great-grandfather.
Okay.
So no, Holly is not. I'm not named after anybody. It was just a name they pulled out of thin hair. Air, not hair.
Thin hair.
Thin hair.
That's going to put H in front of everything.
H, it's a good letter. It's a good letter.
Hey, Holly. Happy holidays, yeah. Holly.
You know how H names always seem to get called other H names. You don't do this with like Steve or Dave. People will call me Heather or...
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, for some reason, I think when I'm on the phone, when I say Dave, some people think I say Steve.
Okay, that's...
What's your name?
Yeah.
Dave, Steve. I don't know. But you get that?
I get other H names.
Like Heather and I don't know any other H names.
That's pretty much it. Heather, Heidi. And one of my best friends, her name is Heidi. So people we don't look at all alike, but people will say Holly, Heidi. So
do they, you speak Spanish. Do they spell your name with a J? Like
I have seen that before. Clients have emailed me.
Jolly?
Yeah.
Holly Jolly? Love that.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
There you go. Ho, ho, ho.
Here we go.
Here we go.
No, nobody calls me ho, ho, ho.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So
on to Christmas.
Since we exhausted Hanukkah songs and we have nothing else to talk about with Hanukkah, we're moving on to Christmas, which you love, right, Holly?
I like Christmas. I like Christmas. Christmas music is good for a few days of Christmas music.
Just
but I
want to
hear
days.
Some of your favorites. So give me one of your favorites.
Well, all right. Well, we'll start with songs that you'll probably like. They're both kind of. We'll do a double shot.
So you say songs that I like, but I've picked all the songs that I liked. And that's it. So let's see.
And you won't like any others.
I'm very close-minded. Go.
All right.
Tell me what do you got.
These are both surrounded around skiing.
Oh, I like it already.
Okay. Do you ski?
I do. Do you?
I used to, and then I had a family, and then going skiing became cost prohibitive.
Yes, it is.
We have gone skiing, and the girls are not thrilled with skiing, so we kind of just, all right, well, you know, they like hanging out in the lodge and, you know, having hot cocoa and watching everyone else ski.
No, we like to ski. The whole family likes to ski.
Are you skiers?
Yeah.
What about the boy? Does he like to
the boy, my son or my husband?
Well, both of them. Do they like snowboarding? I would imagine that Sam is probably a snowboarder and Steve would be a skier.
Interestingly enough, no. Everybody skis. Everybody wanted to learn how to ski first. But 1 year, we go to Lake Tahoe every year to go skiing. And 1 year now, we decided that we were going to take a family snowboarding lesson, but nobody had snowboarded before. You would think, because Sam and Steve were both skateboarders, that they would have taken to it really easily. Sam and I were the worst. Chelsea and Steve were pretty good. It was probably the most pain I have ever experienced, and I will never do it again. I love skiing so much. I think, though, if you learn to snowboard before you learn to ski, then, you know, great, it's easier. But if you've been skiing, I've been skiing for 40 years.
Yeah.
I can't try snowboarding. It was really painful. So anyway, do you?
No,
have you?
Never.
Have you tried?
I have not even tried because I know I would be in your situation. Like, why bother?
Stick to skiing.
Yeah, this is expensive. I want to enjoy myself while I'm doing this, and I don't think I would get any more joy out of snowboarding.
Yeah.
So whenever we do go, which is rare, we will
ski. We'll ski. Or stay in the lodge.
Yeah. Yeah. Before we had kids, we used to go all the time, like see the Warren Miller film and get excited about the snow season and then go, you know, do a lot of local skiing and things like that. But that's those days are gone. Maybe they'll come back. Who knows?
So you probably don't remember this. But when we met in college, well, you already knew Steve, my husband, before because you knew him in high school. But when we were in college, I might have been in my third year. He had a broken leg.
Okay.
You would have no reason to remember this because this was 30 some odd years ago. But I remember because it's how I met him. I used my line on him. He had a broken leg. I did not know him, but I had a crush on him from afar. We had classes together. And the first words I said to him, I asked him how he broke his leg and he told me skiing. And I said, when you get that thing off, I'll teach you how to ski.
Oh, good line.
And that's all it took, I guess.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. So here we are, 28 years later.
Apparently. Well, that worked.
Yeah. No, 30 some odd years later. It's 28 years married. So, okay. That's my skiing story.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
And George Michael went skiing. Did you
pick that song?
I'm picking skiing related. Don't yell at me. I knew you would pick this, so I figured we could talk about it together.
Okay.
I mean, you've seen the video.
No, I don't remember the video.
Oh, the video is amazing. George Michael and Andrew Ridgely they go to the ski lodge with their ladies because they love the ladies, their girlfriend. And Andrew Ridgely is supposedly George Michael's old girlfriend. As you know, you kind of get that from the video.
So this isn't real life. This is the video.
No, this is real life. But anyway, in this, it's a song, right? Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Mm-hmm. And then,
which isn't really a Christmas
but
song.
But I think the song's kind of like he loves someone that didn't really return the love to him. Isn't that what the song's about?
That I think so.
I think by the end of the video, the girl that George Michael is with, he's fine with it. You know, he's going to be happy. I think so. It ends happily ever after. But it's set in the ski lodge, and they're doing all their romantic ski lodge hangings out. And
I gotta go back and watch the video.
Oh, for sure.
Do you know in the video, the girls in the video were Pepsi and Shirley?
I have no idea. Who are those?
Pepsi and Shirley were their backup singers.
Oh, okay.
They're backup singers. So I'll have to watch the video to see if the girlfriends are actually played by Pepsi and Shirley or if they have some other part in the video. However, do you know that Shirley, do you know who she was married to? This is a total.
I have no idea. Go ahead.
Random fact. In real life, married to Martin Kemp.
Martin Kemp of the band.
Spandau Ballet.
Spandau Ballet. Thank you. Yes. I knew that name. I did not remember which band he was from.
As reaching a little bit.
That's fine. He's 80s. 80s. Still? Are they still married?
I believe they're still married.
I like your optimism.
Yeah. I want to believe they're still married.
I understand.
I want to go back and watch. Did you just watch it or did you remember the video?
Oh, I remember the video totally. George and Andrew hanging out.
Yeah. And that's all you really need to see.
Yeah. They're just enjoying the weather, ski weather. And the song was great. It was a double A-side. Do you know what the other song was on Last Christmas?
I do not.
Yeah. It was Everything She Wants.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Good songs.
I would say, yeah.
And I think George wrote it, like, I think they were hanging out at Andrew's parents' house or something like that.
No, it was his George Michael's parents.
Oh, okay. And then George got inspiration, as usually happens. George got inspiration. Andrew's, you know, probably still eating or something. And, you know, and so George comes back with the song.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how they knocked it out. Just a family moment.
Some of the best songs are written that way, right?
I guess so. When inspiration strikes, you got to hit it.
You know, another fun fact about this video, not the song, but the video.
Okay.
It was the last time George Michael was filmed without a beard.
True. Or I don't know if that's true, but yes, he was not wearing a beard in this.
Yeah. And then, so now we'll have to go watch, which I'll take that project on, subsequent videos.
The chorus is great.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, we went Christmas caroling and they gave us the words to the song. And nobody knows the rest of the words to Last Christmas except for the chorus.
Did you only sing the chorus when you were caroling?
No, I mean, we could not sing. It's really a hard song to sing.
You mean, could you get the tune when you...
No, it's not, like, the melody isn't that great. But the chorus is amazing. I mean, that's all you remember?
Can you
give me any other words from, like, what was going on in there?
No, I cannot. But I do know it's not about Christmas. It just happens, like, more of a love song that took place around Christmas.
Right. I think a lot of songs kind of use Christmas as, like, a... It happened on Christmas or around Christmas, and that's, you know, it's not necessarily a Christmas song, but this is the time frame.
Yes.
And I think that's how a lot of Christmas songs are born.
That makes it a Christmas song. Good one.
So I knew you had picked that one. The other ski-related song, and you might have picked this one too.
No.
Really?
What song?
It's The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping.
I knew you were going to pick it, so it was on my honorable mentions because I knew you were going to pick it.
Okay. Okay, so I knew I had to pick this, but I wasn't sure if you were going to pick it, but I knew we had to mention it. So this song is just kind of where they meet in a ski shop. It's a lost connection. They met at a ski shop. And so they're not, you know, she's like not excited about Christmas. You know, it's just another holiday, blah, blah, blah. But it was like a mixed connection at the ski shop. So they go to, I think during Christmas, they're missing some cranberries. So she goes to the store to get some cranberries. And lo and behold, there he is, also picking up some cranberries, and yeah.
So it's a love song?
It is a love song, yes.
Aww.
They find true love on Christmas thanks to the store.
And he has provided me with the world's smallest turkey, already in the oven, nice and hot. Oh, damn, guess what I forgot? So I'm with the booth back out in the snow to the only all-night grocery. When what's my wondering eye should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. And this one alone, he said, the break this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberries too? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy ending.
I think that's the catchiest Christmas song. I think it's absolutely one of my favorites too.
It's a rap song, and rapping. It's spelled with a W instead of an R. Because, you know, Christmas wrapping, clever wordplay.
Yes.
Clever wordplay. We love that. I love this song so much. Although I could not rap. This is another one I probably could not rap. Do you know the chorus or the, like, I'm trying to.
No, I could not.
Yeah, exactly. I like all songs. I mean, we're not tremendously musically talented is what I've gathered in our few talks that we've had. Unfortunately, we can't really bring it to life. But we do recognize good melodies and good beats, and this certainly has that.
This does have it.
Yeah, so I picked The Waitress's Christmas Wrapping and Wham! Because they're both ski-related, and it's both Christmas. So there you go.
Hey, Dave.
Yes?
I think now would be a good time to take a break.
All right. Whoops. That's code for potty break, right?
Power nap.
Oh, power nap. Okay. Well, we'll be right back.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back.
Hooray.
Yay. Welcome back, Dave.
All right. Thank you. Let's get back to the podcast. And now we hand the ball off to...
Okay. Well, you inspired Holly. Me. I was going to go for... because I have a whole host of songs here.
Okay.
I'm staying with the rapping theme.
Okay.
Good. Or the rap-in theme. I'm not going with the one I was originally, you know...
So you probably picked the one that I picked, too.
Oh, really?
Probably. Go ahead. Give it to me.
Curtis Blow.
No. Okay. Very good. I did not. I picked another one.
I thought you might pick Curtis Blow. I know it's a little obscure, but you might pick Curtis Blow because I know you like the old school.
I love old school. Hip hop. I do.
Yeah. And I happen to like Curtis Blow.
Okay.
And as we've talked about before, the simple rapping, the simple, mm-hmm. you know.
Simple rapping. Yes.
Simple, you know, that is.
Oh, it's different. I mean, I was listening to Tyler, the Creator, with mm-hmm. his new Christmas rap song, you know, doing the Grinch. And it's, you know, the flow is just completely different.
I'm the Grinch, Cindy Lou Who. I live in Whoville, who are you? I got a dog, his name is Max. Coffee my cup, that is a fact. I was a Snoke, ain't need no coke. Max put that sled off with they head. I don't like love, I don't like fun. When I'm around, Christmas is done. I'm the Grinch.
Hey, how you doing? It's coming, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm the Grinch.
I'm here to ruin your day, this will end in defeat.
I'm the Grinch.
I get the ride.
Hip-hop has changed so much, so it's completely different than what we know from the 80s in our hip-hop world.
You inspired me to, you know, put together a playlist of the old-school hip-hop because I love it, and every time I hear it, I think, I need more of this in my life.
Oh, yeah, listen to that. I listen to that all the time. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So tell me about Curtis Blow.
Well, like many of the early rap songs that we're referring to, this one doesn't have a chorus.
Okay.
Which means it doesn't also have an obvious title. They made a reference to rap being incorporated into the title of a lot of these songs, these old songs like Rapper's Delight. And it's funny, it made a reference to Christmas rapping making a clever play on the phrase Christmas rapping. So The Waitress's song was released 2 years after the Curtis Blow song.
Mm.
And
oh, really?
It was a play on this song, which I did not know that until I read this.
How about that?
'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the
hold
house.
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. 'Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna ring it, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rapping about to happen like a knee you been slapping, or a toe you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe looks kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock.
What's the name of the song?
Christmas Rapping.
Rapping.
Yes.
Okay. Because it's street.
Yeah. It's 1979.
Oh, wow. 79.
This was considered to be the first successful Christmas rap song.
Mm.
And it's the story of Santa dropping in at a house party and joining in the fun.
Such like Santa.
So each Christmas, this sold more and more copies. And it took 8 years, but it went gold after 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the brilliant thing about Christmas music. I mean, they keep...
If it's good,
it will come back the next year. And be bigger and better than ever.
Yeah. Do you know the song?
I do.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of Curtis Blow songs.
Yeah,
so.
But it's been a while since I've heard that one. Yeah. I have to dig that one up. All right, well then let's keep rapping. The one song I picked was Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
Okay, yeah. I thought when I was choosing that you might pick that one.
Yeah, it was from a very special Christmas.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so I remember that was when I first heard it. And every song on that Very Special Christmas, I adore. I just love it.
What are some
much.
Of the other ones?
The U2 version of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Yeah. The Eurythmics, Winter Wonderland is on that one. Mm-hmm. Santa Baby by Madonna. Yeah, Bon Jovi doing Backdoor Santa. Mm-hmm. And Bryan Adams doing Run Rudolph Run.
Yeah.
Oh, and of course, there's Merry Christmas Baby by Bruce Springsteen. Is on that too.
Merry Christmas Baby, you sure to treat me nice.
Of it now that we might have to make another episode so I could talk exclusively about
the two Springsteen Christmas songs.
There's two good Springsteen songs. Yeah, so this was just a great rap song that, you know, tells a story. They're out. I'm not sure if it was Run who found a bag of money, but he didn't want to take it because, you know, it's Christmas time. It's not his. So I think he returned it to Santa, but then it turns out that was actually for him. So, you know, he got a bag of money for Christmas.
Another happy ending.
Yes, exactly. Someone had left his driver's wallet smacked dead on the lawn. I picked up the wallet, then I took a pause, took out the license, and it cold said Santa Claus.
Okay.
And had all this money in it. So he mailed it back to him like a good person.
At the North Pole?
Yes. But when it came time to Christmas time, he bugged because under the tree was a letter from Santa, and all the dough was for me.
Trees decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, snow white, so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe, as we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year, we bust Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
So there you go. That's great.
See, their
chorus.
Raps are great too. I like Run DMC.
They were the masters.
Yeah.
Love them so much.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, they were the kings. Yeah.
Ugh. Well, I feel a kinship. You know, I was born in Queens.
Were you born in Queens?
I was born in Queens, Jamaica.
Do you think that was why you were named Holly? Is that, it was like, nope. No, you were born in April.
Yes.
I don't get your parents.
No, nobody does. They're very complicated.
Ah, well, it was the 60s. It was a weird time.
Yeah. And they were full on hippies, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think we've touched on that.
So anyway, Hollis, Queens, we were neighbors.
Very good. Yeah, the only thing I know about Queens is that there's a lot of graveyards there. That's all I know. And the Mets play out in Queens. I don't go to Queens very often.
Why would you? You drive through probably
you
a lot.
You drive through it. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure it's a wonderful place. How long did you grow up in Long
Island? I was only in Queens till I was 2 years old. Then we moved out to Long Island.
To Long Island?
Yeah, Long Island.
Was that better? You don't know Queens, but Long Island.
Childhood.
Long Island for how long?
Till I was nine.
Really?
Yeah.
And you loved it. All right, you had Christmas. You had legitimately white
snow.
Christmases.
Yeah.
That's the best. And the neighborhood. So Long Island, yeah, suburbs. And
it was a great childhood. Yeah, but even when we moved out to California, to the San Fernando Valley, childhood was great.
Well, I understand that, but you didn't have a white Christmas anymore.
No, never, except that we used to go skiing, so.
Right. I got you.
And
you
on can't Christmas.
Yeah, you can't go skiing in around Long Island. You got to travel.
Yeah. Did you have white Christmas when you lived in New York?
Yeah, we did.
White Christmas.
Right.
Did it ever snow on Christmas for you?
I don't remember.
Cold.
I do remember getting excited when it snowed initially, and then it was like, oh my God, this is such a drag.
I'm done with this. Yeah.
Especially when you're in the city. Yep. This is putting a damper on everything.
Yeah. Literal damper.
It's a struggle as a Californian.
It's a novelty for a split second.
It certainly was. It was wonderful at the time, and I was glad to be back in L.A. All right. So there you go. There's some rap songs.
Very good choices.
Rap songs.
Wrapping up our favorite holiday songs.
Sounds good.
Christmas version.
Yeah, very good. I'll save this one for later, too.
Oh, you had more.
I had one more, but it's not that big a deal.
Let's hear it.
On the rap.
Oh, okay. You want to end with rap? We can move.
I mean, the other one was the Ramones. Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight.
Yeah.
Which is actually, this was kind of the beginning of the end for the Ramones. So it's kind of a sad thing. But I think even though it sounds like he wrote it for a loved one, a lover or someone, I think it was actually, this was the last one with Dee Dee. So, even though the chorus is, I love you and you love me and that's the way it's got to be. I loved you from the start because Christmas ain't the time for breaking each other's heart. Understand this was made in 89 and the boys are not getting along. This is the album Brain Drain, which also has Pet Sematary on it.
Yeah,
they started to splinter off a little bit.
This was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, they kept it going. So that was a song written by Joey. Joey liked to write songs to other band members, but not explicitly. Like the KKK Took My Baby Away, that was for Johnny. He's a Republican and Joey was liberal guy, and I think kind of like Last Christmas, back to that, Johnny stole Joey's girl. And so that was his way of saying the KKK, meaning Johnny took my baby away. This right-wing militant took my baby away.
All these years, I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I'm sure they were all very passive-aggressive in the way they communicated with each other. So there you go. So
that's a good way to end.
Yeah. So I'll still stay with you. We're going to keep this podcast going.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
We're good.
We cool?
We're ever going to look back and go, yeah, that was the beginning
yeah,
of
that
the
was
end.
It. Very nice. All right, so we have I give you a question.
All right, from our 1980s Rock and Roll Quiz Deck.
Yes.
Quiz me.
Quiz you.
Quiz me, Amadeus. I have to mix them up.
I know. Why am I even shuffling these?
Because you're used to playing poker or blackjack.
All right, here we go.
Pick a card, any card.
Pick a good one.
All right, I'm picking the best one of the deck. Probably the one question I can't answer.
Yeah, I've noticed whenever you ask a question, you'll read and go, ugh. You can't know.
Well, because you're always, because you know everything.
No,
yes, you do.
But just, ugh. All right, here we go. All right, these are bed songs, bedrock. These are all songs about bed or have beds in the title. I don't even know if I can guess a...
So,
okay, so here we go.
Am I supposed to guess the artist or the song?
Yes. Subject is Bedrock. Name the band that recorded each of these 80s hits. A, Bedsitter. I would not have guessed that. I do not know that one.
Metallica?
No, but you know, good guess. Soft Cell.
Oh.
Recorded Bedsitter for their 1981 album Nonstop Erotic Cabaret. I had that album. But I don't remember Bedsitter.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't either.
Nah, you shouldn't. Well, let's see. Was it a hit? Gave them one. The song went to number one in the UK and stayed on Billboard's Hot 100 for 43 weeks. Oh, I think that's the album.
Yeah.
No, it says the song went to number one.
I'm mortified.
Oh, wait. That album also included Tainted Love, recorded after their record label gave them one last chance to score a hit. The song went to number one in the UK and stayed on Billboard's Hot 100 for 43 weeks. Okay.
So not Bedsitter.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's not a good one. All right. Here we go. B, Beds Are Burning.
Midnight Oil.
Very good. C, Black Coffee in Bed.
Squeeze.
All right. Don't laugh at me. I'm just reading the card here. D, Breakfast in Bed. I don't think I would have gotten this one either. But I think I kind of remember the song.
Pretenders.
Super good guess, but no.
Do you have a hint?
They recorded this with the Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde.
Simple Minds?
No. That's another good guess.
Do you have another hint?
Think Brett Kavanaugh.
Supreme Court Justice?
Yes. Think of him going to a show and seeing the singer afterwards. Oh, you didn't hear this story?
Oh! Oh, my God. UB40?
Yes, UB40.
That's a really good hint.
UB40 released Breakfast in Bed, featuring the Pretenders, Chrissy Hynde, in 1988, 5 years after their hit cover of Neil Diamond's Red, Red Wine. There you go.
Very good.
All right.
Can I get two out of four?
Two out of four. That's 50%.
That would be failing.
All right.
Okay.
Well, good enough.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for listening to What Difference Does It Make?
Remind us again about social medias and
social media. Facebook, What Difference Does It Make? Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram, What Difference Does It Make?
WDDIM Podcast.
Twitter, WDDIM Podcast.
And Instagram, it's...
If you type in What Difference Does It Make, you should find us. So find us on any podcast platform. Like us, message us.
Yeah.
We hope to hear from you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Until next time, this is Dave.
This is Holly.
Check you later.
Over and out.